Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday, May 25th, 2010. It's All the Geek Without the Wait, and it's not Monday.
It is not Monday.
See, you got to take the little things here and there. Big things, they'll eventually show up, but what the hell are you going to do? So welcome to it. Hope you're not too wiped out from yesterday, because we're getting closer and closer to a weekend. It's early, but that's fine. We'll get you there. Who will? Well, of course, the Flintstress.
This is bogus. You know the rules. Two letters and a conference before I get a home visit.
Just saying.
Bart Simpson's bad.
Bad indeed. Speaking of bad, hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
Person says what? I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Okay, so I'm not kidding. Tuesday, of course, means a look at your new DVDs, find out what you're going to go spend that hard-earned money on, peek at that geekified news is coming up. But you know, it was on this date in 1787 that the United States Constitutional Convention began in Philadelphia, presided over by General George Washington.
In 1928, the first woman to fly across the Atlantic, Amelia Earhart, took off from Boston with two passengers and her airplane Friendship.
1935, Jesse Owens achieved a record of 6 world records in one day at a track meet in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
He was fast. In 1950, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel in New York City was open to traffic.
1953, the first atomic artillery shell was fired at a military testing range in Nevada because someone thought it'd be a great idea to launch nuclear missiles on our own soil. Yeah.
Yeah. In 1961, John F. Kennedy announced that the U.S. would try to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade.
1986, hands across America. Over 6 million people linked hands in a human chain that stretched 4,150 miles from New York City to Long Beach, California, with a few broken spots here and there. It was to raise money for hungry and homeless, and Kevin Costner sang on that one, I believe.
Okay. And in 1992, Jay Leno made his debut as the new host of The Tonight Show.
In 1997, at the age of 94, Republican Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina became the longest-serving senator in U.S. history, serving 41 years and 10 months of service.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. So, happy birthday to you? No, it's not his birthday.
It's not birthdays. His birthday. I started with Cillian Murphy is 34. He was a Dr. Jonathan Crane, the Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
And he was in Red Eye, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Dimitri Martin, 37. He's been on The Daily Show. He hosts Important Things with Dimitri Martin, which means he was kind of born for that.
Oh, well, Lauryn Hill is also 35. She had a solo career and was a member of the Fugees.
Justin Henry is 36. You knew him as Billy Kramer in Kramer versus Kramer, but you might remember him as Mike in 16 Candles.
Jamie Kennedy is 40 years old. He's pretty funny. Malibu's Most Wanted, and he has the really funny show, Bob Saget, My Best Friend.
Anne Heche is 41, Men in Trees, Volcano, the horrible remake of Psycho, tons of things.
Mike Myers is 47, you know, the voice of Shrek.
Unfortunately. Frank Oz is 66, director, puppeteer. He's Miss Piggy. He's Fozzie. He's Yoda. He's Bert. He's Cookie Monster. And he's Grover. Okay? Man's busy.
Man, myth, legend.
You know, I talked to him at work today. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, no, I talked to a pre-recorded bit from Cookie Monster. But so, it was officially sent out from Sesame Street, so there you go.
Ian McKellen is 71. That's Gandalf from The Lord of the Rings.
No longer with us. Robert Ludlum from 1927, author of The Bourne Identity, brought us Jason Bourne.
Oh.
And Dixie Carter, born in 1939, Designing Women.
Oh, that's right.
Horrible last season of Different Strokes. Tons, tons, and tons of things that we'll always watch forever on TV.
Ah, but none of those is on CBS tonight. We've got our normal lineup of NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles with your favorite dream team, followed by The Good Wife, all new episodes.
I haven't seen any more commercials for that show since they, you know, since it premiered.
They're not pimping it like they used to.
ABC Dancing with the Stars, they wrap it up.
4 hours.
That's because the winner show is tonight. They got to dance
over.
And the results, it's over. Done.
Well, speaking of results, on NBC, we get the finale of The Biggest Loser, followed by the new episode of Parenthood.
Tonight on Fox, it's an all-new episode of Glee as Rachel has a life-changing encounter with Lady Gaga, because it's Gaga music tonight. We're going Gaga tonight. Yes,
indeed.
Of course. Oh, sorry.
The CW has old episodes, 90210, Life Unexpected, and another episode of 90210.
American Movie Classics has deemed League of Extraordinary Gentlemen an American movie classic.
I don't know.
It's a half-assed adaptation of the book at best, but it's dumb fun, but I wouldn't call it a classic.
Mahoney! Police Academy is on CMT.
Oh, that's where you're going for it. Okay, I see. History Channel tonight on Ancient Aliens is evidence of 20th century alien contacts. They have it, we'll learn about it tonight, and we'll know once and for all that there's aliens.
Okie dokie.
Hot damn.
The Discovery Channel has a new episode of The Deadliest Catch, followed by Swamp Loggers.
BBC America showing Doctor Who, The Vampires in Venice.
Really?
thought they'd already showed that. Okay.
I don't know.
Never mind.
FMC brings us Marked for Death.
Oh, Steven Seagal and goodness. Okay. Spy TV on Deathless Warriors. It's a Roman centurion versus a Rajput?
I looked that up. It's one of India's most deadliest warriors.
Okay, cool. All right.
If you're into basketball, the NBA playoffs have the Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers at the Suns.
And if you're not, you can watch Lifetime Television
for women.
Because a woman returns to her hometown to investigate the sudden increase in teenage pregnancies. Tonight, Nancy Travis, Thora Birch, and Cameron Manheim apparently all took the pregnancy pact.
It's because people are having sex.
You think?
Solved it.
No, that's just too simple. Salutations, host. Went to see Shrek with the little man. We were the late movie start time, 1:45 p.m. Ticket clerk said we had plenty of time. Oh my God, she was right. There were 15 minutes of previews. Why would they do this in a movie where young children were present? You know, I've not figured that out because kids, you know, oh, where's the movie? Oh, previews, kids. Here's a commercial, kids.
Well, previews are short. I guess they figure attention span.
By the way, the theater had maybe 20 people when we saw Shrek. Late to the party movie review. Whip It was a half-decent little movie.
Whip It good.
Thank you. Sorry about that show on ABC you liked. Maybe if Jack Bauer would have been on the island, he would have taken care of the problem in 24 hours. Everything would have been solved. Everyone dead except Jack or both. Except Jack Bauer's no longer with us.
Dun, dun, dun.
So until the WFTDA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, has a team everywhere that they cannot be ignored, make mine GRD, take care and see you soon. That's from Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
I've got my skates and I've been practicing in the neighborhood, so I'll be trying out for roller derby soon.
Hello, my geeps. First, dude, you totally dissed me the other day with my email. You read it, but got so wrapped up in the answer, you forgot to mention my name. Ooh, someone feels important. Second...
Be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. One word, lost... Well, that clip is still messed up. What's up with that? Another word, whoa. Hard to believe it's over. This has been, as always, surreal. Yes, indeed. Hard to believe indeed. So, you know, come on by tonight. Maybe we'll all talk about it in, you know, like a group therapy session or something.
That's, I need it.
That's what we'll have to do. So, yes, if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday is new DVD day. And a look at your Geekified news coming up this Tuesday, May 25th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where vampires sparkle.
I sparkle!
In a time when Fox execs throw our favorite shows to the lions.
You can't take the sky from me!
The signs of the geek apocalypse are everywhere.
Trekkies in brown coats, living together!
But there is a place for your geek salvation. The Jesus Geeks Podcast. A place where you can explore entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle. From a Christian point of view, visit www.thejesusgeeks.com now. The salvation of your geek may depend on it.
Oh, and we might just be able to help you with your soul, too.
This is Tom O'Pennicott talking, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Well, see, look at there.
Mm-hmm.
That was Tom O'Pennicott coming to save your soul. Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
You're looking at me all confused. Geek Radio Daily for a Tuesday. What did I do?
Nothing.
Okay. I must have pushed a button wrong. Fine.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since you've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Have I mentioned that's like my favorite clip ever?
Yes, okay. And he's going to be at DragonCon.
I know, right?
Right?
Dear God. So new stuff is definitely out on DVD today. You can go pick it up, including True Blood Season 2. More vampires that don't sparkle. And have sex.
Yeah, there's some
a
pretty
lot.
Scary vampires, and they do have a lot of sex.
They have tons of sex.
That romantic movie, Dear John, is also out today. Isn't it supposed to be a breakup letter?
Dear John is a breakup letter.
Yeah.
And so it's just
They're
weird.
Taking it back.
Leverage, the second season with Christian Kane and folks, is out today as well.
We also have Royal Pains Season 1.
Mystery Team, which is a little comedy, little known comedy straight to DVD. Not many people
starring
saw, but
such Troy from Community.
There you go. You saw that too. Good for you.
Also, we've got Dr. Horrible is out on Blu-ray. If you're into that,
the complete Justice League series, including Justice League Unlimited, is out in one box set today, and it's not too crazy, stupid, expensive.
That's what Billy Flynn wants for Christmas.
Maybe.
That's
well,
all I had.
Really? Because, well, how could you possibly miss the story of a group of family and friends who are on a camping trip through the Texas Badlands when they inadvertently witness a ritual sacrifice at a deserted campsite?
That's always happening.
Pursued by devil-worshipping biker gangs that are responsible, they hole up in an abandoned church near the border only to discover that they are pawns in a decades-old battle between good and evil. Today, Miguel Ferrer has a hard ride to hell.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view. That hard ticket to hell, that's just a bit bad. So hey folks, how are you doing with your AT&T stuff? Because you know, recently AT&T has let you, they've let you unlock all AT&T specific phones, except for the iPhone, to use on other carriers. And you may think, well, maybe I want to do that. Well, if so, see how much time you have left, because they're raising the termination fee on smartphones. It's going to jump from $175 to $325
Whoa.
On June 1st. And apparently that's going to be followed very shortly by all the other carriers. AT&T is going to drop early termination fees for new and renewing customers who use basic and quick messaging phones. So if you have cheap phones, they're dropping it altogether. But if you have the smartphones, which is what everybody wants, it's going up.
Of course.
And
so you can't switch until you're done with your contract.
Basically, that's what they want you to do.
$325, that's a lot of money.
I know, right? Silly.
Goodness.
Silly.
I've got some sort of fun science news. Well, not fun for this poor dinosaur. Okay, well, used to be a dinosaur. Okay, Pluto's been demoted. Now, this dinosaur, and let's see if I can say this right, Azendosaurus madagascarensis. Ooh, that's as close as I'm going to get.
It's a penguin?
No, it's been downgraded to an ancient reptile. It was once called a dinosaur, but the new study relied on the entire skull of the extinct animal discovered. The animal discovered in the 1990s and was called a dinosaur, and now they're reclassifying it as an ancient reptile, and it doesn't get to be called a dinosaur. Boo.
Okay. So, hey kids, when you go to GameStop, pretty soon that Edge card that you got, well, pretty soon you'll get to throw that away, because GameStop has a new beta program going on for what they call a Power Up Rewards Pro program. Here's how this works. The Edge card in this new Power Up Rewards, there's going to be a free version if you don't want to throw over the $14.99. Ha, ha, ha,
do you still get Game Informer?
Here's what you do. For every dollar you spend on new merchandise at GameStop using the card, you earn 10 reward points. Used merchandise scores you 20 points per dollar on the trade-ins. You also get bonuses on your birthday, activation, la 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 la. You still get Game Informer if you're paying the $14.99. Now, how this works is, according to GameStop, the rewards range from coupons to $5 to $10 off purchases ranging from 4,000 to 8,000 points to even free Xbox 360 controllers or Turtle Beach X11 headsets for 40,000 points. 40,000 points for a free Xbox controller. So that's basically, if you spend $4,000 with GameStop, they'll give you a $50 controller absolutely free. That's
wow.
Fantastic.
Okay.
It's still in a beta program. It's only in a few places, Ohio, Tennessee, and Missouri. And in the next month or so, it's going to hit nationwide. So go talk to them now if you'd like to make any kind of changes while you still can.
Wow. Huh. You like Mythbusters?
I do.
Well, good. You're in for a treat. The guys behind Mythbusters, Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage, have signed a new multi-year contract for the show.
Score.
And they've got a development deal for the Discovery Channel to produce several new television series.
Okay.
So not only will they be doing more with the Discovery Channel, but they will be reaching out into additional opportunities in television, the internet, a live tour, and video games.
Oh, I want to see the live show of that.
Right? Science on, you know, going around and doing some of their most popular myths. So be on the lookout.
Explosions. I want to see explosions.
Right? I mean, even, I would just love to watch them do, you know, the Mentos and the soda and just any of these little kind of science things.
They could do the whole,
you know, do at home. So get ready for more and more and more Mythbusters.
Lemon, penny, and whatever to make a battery. Yeah, yeah. I'm down with that. So, kids, I'm going to try it again. Are you really missing your show Lost? What the hell is wrong with that clip? Well, it's not completely over from a music standpoint. For you see, in the next few days, both Geronimo Jackson's Dharma Lady and Drive Shaft's You All Everybody are coming to the Rock Band Network.
What?
So, yes. So, of course, Drive Shaft's You All Everybody, that's Charlie Pace and the band, that's Dominic Monaghan's band, while the other song, Dharma Ladies, by the group Geronimo Jackson, it's a 1970s band that they put references to this band all...
There was an album in the hatch.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were shown all over the place. Rock Band Network, it's going to come to all of them. Don't know if the if there's anything that's going to hold them up for any of them, but apparently they showed up on a preliminary list for Rock Band a couple days ago, got pulled off, which means they are coming quite soon. So pretty soon, you'll never be able to get that out of your head. Do it one time. You All Everybody! You're going to be able to do that and get an achievement for it. So fantastic.
Rock.
Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for stopping by today. Remember, it's not Monday. So there, you got that going for you. Drop by Facebook, like the page while you're there, hit iTunes, write a review, subscribe, do all that. Make 5 people listen to the show, but not in an Amway kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintster, all at geekradiodaily.com.